Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Great Cholesterol Myth, a revolutionary book that challenges long-standing medical beliefs about heart disease, cholesterol, and dietary fat. Co-authored by Johnny Bowden, a PhD in holistic nutrition recognized for his insights on weight loss and health, and Stephen T. Sinatra, a distinguished cardiologist and a professor at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine, this book bridges the gap between traditional medical advice and cutting-edge research. With both authors having contributed significantly to their fields and to popular media outlets such as the New York Times, Forbes, and GQ, their combined expertise offers a unique and credible perspective on the real causes of cardiovascular illnesses. The Great Cholesterol Myth proposes a more complex understanding of heart disease, arguing that the villainization of cholesterol and dietary fat oversimplifies and misdirects the efforts to combat this widespread health issue. By presenting research that points to other significant factors contributing to cardiovascular health, the book invites readers to reconsider what they've been told about diet and heart disease. This book is an essential read not only for health enthusiasts eager to explore the latest developments in medical science, but also for amateur dietitians passionate about healthy eating, and for anyone living with cardiovascular disease seeking a deeper understanding of their condition. Join us as we uncover the myths, challenge the status quo, and discover the truth about heart health in The Great Cholesterol Myth. The Great Cholesterol Myth: Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease, and the Statin-Free Plan That Will. Introduction: Unveiling the Secrets Behind Cholesterol Myths. In the realm of health and nutrition, cholesterol has been painted as the ultimate villain. Picture this: a substance so vile, it silently creeps into your arteries, clogging them up until your heart cries out for mercy. This grim depiction has dominated our understanding for years, but is it truly accurate? A groundbreaking perspective challenges this narrative, pulling back the curtain on the real culprits behind heart disease. This narrative isn't just a contrarian viewpoint, it's a meticulously constructed defense of cholesterol and fats, supported by a blend of historical beliefs and avant-garde research. Contrary to popular belief, the architects of heart disease are not the usual suspects we've been taught to fear. Saturated fat and so-called bad cholesterol? They've been wrongfully maligned, caught in the crossfire of outdated science and misconceptions. But there's more to this story than just a vindication of cholesterol. This exploration into the heart of dietary science reveals that some of the most celebrated solutions for cholesterol management might actually be setting the stage for greater health issues. Imagine remedies once lauded as lifesavers, now exposed as potential threats to our well-being. As we unravel the complexities of cholesterol, you'll discover intriguing truths: the paradox of good cholesterol and how it doesn't always live up to its name, the tale of a Pennsylvanian town that, like a fortress, held heart disease at bay against all odds, the bewildering case of an astronaut who, in the vast emptiness of space, found himself untethered from decades of memories. Embark on this enlightening journey to dismantle long-held myths and uncover the obscure truths about cholesterol. It's time to rethink everything we thought we knew about what's truly good for our hearts. Part 1: Challenging the Cholesterol Myth. A journey through misguided science, cholesterol has been cast as the nefarious agent lurking in our bloodstream, seemingly with one purpose: to wreak havoc on our hearts. But what if this portrayal is rooted not in incontrovertible fact, but in a misunderstanding perpetuated by outdated science? Indeed, the very essence of cholesterol, a substance vital for the formation of cell membranes, hormone production, and digestion, tells a story starkly different from the narrative of doom we've been fed. The origin of cholesterol's vilification traces back to a mid-20th century controversy that put a young biologist named Ansel Keys in the spotlight. Keys proposed a theory that appeared groundbreaking at the time. He posited that dietary fat was the arch nemesis of heart health, raising cholesterol levels to dangerous heights. This theory quickly became gospel, setting the stage for decades of dietary dogma that urged the American populace to shun fat. Yet, the foundation of Keyes's argument was fundamentally flawed. The crux of the issue lies in his renowned Seven Countries study, which seemingly linked high-fat consumption with increased heart disease. However, a closer examination reveals a critical oversight. Keyes had data for 22 countries at his disposal, yet selectively reported on only 7, conveniently omitting figures that contradicted his theory. Consider the curious case of Crete and Corfu, two Greek islands with nearly identical dietary fat intake but vastly divergent heart disease mortality rates. Such discrepancies hint at a more complex interplay of factors beyond mere fat consumption. Enter John Yudkin, a British doctor and nutritionist who dared to question the prevailing narrative. Yudkin broadened the scope of investigation Keyes had narrowed, analyzing a more comprehensive data set. His findings were revelatory. Not dietary fat, but sugar emerged as the prime suspect in the heart disease epidemic. Despite Yudkin's compelling evidence, the narrative was already set in motion, and Keyes's theory had become entrenched in public consciousness. Those who challenged the established dogma, advocating for a re-evaluation of dietary fat's role, were marginalized, bearing an unfortunate resemblance to the discredited defenders of tobacco. Hence, the demonization of cholesterol and dietary fat has been propelled by a blend of outdated and questionable science, a myth born out of selective analysis and unwarranted conclusions. As we peel away the layers of historical oversight, we begin to uncover the true dynamics at play in the saga of cholesterol and heart health. Part 2. Rethinking Cholesterol: The Good, the Bad, and the Misunderstood. In the labyrinth of health and nutrition, cholesterol has been painted in strictly black and white terms. You've likely been informed by your doctor that there's good cholesterol, known as HDL, and bad cholesterol, referred to as LDL. The narrative has been simple: elevate your HDL levels and minimize LDL to protect your heart. But this storyline is far from accurate. The reality, the dichotomy of good versus bad cholesterol, is an oversimplification that overlooks the nuanced nature of these molecules. It's time for a paradigm shift in how we perceive and discuss cholesterol's impact on cardiovascular health. Shedding light on the complexity of cholesterol, it becomes evident that categorizing HDL and LDL as unequivocally good or bad does not align with modern scientific insights. This traditional viewpoint is rooted in the protein densities of these cholesterol types, HDL standing for high-density lipoproteins and LDL for low-density lipoproteins, bundles that ferry cholesterol through the bloodstream. Remarkably, a 2011 study toppled the long-standing belief in HDL's protective role, demonstrating that increased HDL levels do not necessarily correlate with reduced risks of heart attacks, strokes, or mortality. This revelation calls into question the blanket advocacy for boosting HDL cholesterol. Turning our attention to LDL cholesterol, the matter becomes even more intricate. The widespread emphasis on simply reducing LDL levels fails to acknowledge the critical importance of cholesterol subtypes. Not all LDL is created equal, and similarly, not all HDL is beneficial. Digging deeper, we discover that HDL and LDL each have subtypes with varying impacts on heart health. For example, HDL2, a subtype of the good cholesterol, functions as we once assumed all HDL did, offering protection as it circulates in large benign molecules. Conversely, HDL3, another good cholesterol subtype, comprises small, dense molecules that can incite harmful inflammation. Likewise, within the realm of bad LDL cholesterol, distinctions must be made. The subtype LDLA is generally harmless, while LDLB and LPA are more nefarious, contributing to atherosclerosis, the gradual buildup of plaque on artery walls, presenting significant health risks. This nuanced perspective compels us to overhaul our conventional beliefs about cholesterol. The critical factor is not merely the presence of HDL or LDL, but understanding the specific subtypes coursing through one's bloodstream. Recognizing this complexity allows for a more informed approach to managing cholesterol and safeguarding heart health. Part 3. The unwarranted fear of saturated fat. A closer look. As you venture deeper into the maze of dietary sciences, challenging long-held myths becomes inevitable. You've likely grappled with the concept that certain fats may not be the enemy we once thought. This journey of discovery has already poked holes in the traditional villainization of fats and the simplistic binary of good versus bad cholesterol. Yet, there might still linger some old beliefs, especially concerning saturated fats found in meats, dairy, eggs, and certain oils like those from coconuts and palms. Saturated fat, often demonized as the harbinger of heart disease, has been branded almost universally with the alarming moniker, artery clogging. However, this stark condemnation isn't supported by a solid foundation in contemporary science. Dispelling this fear requires us to delve deeper into the facts. Saturated fats have been accused of clogging arteries based on an outdated understanding of LDL cholesterol's role in our health. This critique fails to hold water under the scrutiny of modern research, which offers a more nuanced view of cholesterol and its impacts. Saturated fats, far from being universally harmful, can play a beneficial role in balancing our body's cholesterol dynamics. The comprehensive analysis of cholesterol we've previously touched upon reveals that not all cholesterol particles are equal. The goal is to limit the presence of small, dense particles, like HDL3 and LDLB, which are associated with cardiovascular risks. Contrary to popular belief, saturated fats can support this goal by promoting an increase in the larger, benign cholesterol particles, such as HDL2 and LDLA, thus contributing to a healthier lipid profile. This nuance offers a stark contradiction to the entrenched narrative that any increase in LDL, often the result of consuming saturated fats, must inevitably lead to heart disease. This assumption has been rigorously tested and compellingly debunked. A landmark study, synthesizing data from over 300,000 participants, scrutinized the link between saturated fat intake and cardiovascular disease. The finding? No discernible impact on heart health. This revelation doesn't merely suggest a reevaluation of saturated fats, it necessitates it. The fear-mongering surrounding these fats lacks a basis in the prevailing scientific evidence. Rather than avoiding saturated fats outright, a more measured understanding of their role in our diet and their effects on our body's cholesterol makeup is essential. As we reconsider saturated fats within this enlightened framework, the dietary demons of the past begin to lose their power. Part 4. The Hidden Peril: Sugar's Sinister Role in Heart Disease. In retracing the steps of our dietary understanding, the figure of John Yudkin emerges, a prescient researcher who dared to challenge the prevailing dogma by pinpointing sugar, rather than fat, as a primary villain in the narrative of cardiovascular health. Although his insights were initially sidelined by the fat-fearing zeitgeist, emerging research is vindicating his stance, revealing the sinister effects of sugar on our health. The consumption of sugar disrupts our body's intricate hormonal dance, particularly affecting insulin, a hormone crucial for maintaining balanced blood sugar levels. Ideally, insulin and its partner hormone, glucagon, should work in harmony, delicately balancing each other out. However, the excessive sugar intake characteristic of modern diets throws this balance into disarray, diminishing insulin's efficacy and prompting our bodies to overproduce it. This imbalance leads to elevated insulin levels in our system, setting off a chain reaction of hazardous health effects. One significant consequence of increased insulin is the rise in triglycerides, a type of fat found in the blood and a more reliable indicator of cardiovascular health than overall cholesterol levels. Elevated triglycerides, fostered by high sugar consumption, are linked to the presence of small, dense LDLB cholesterol particles, the very type we aim to avoid for their propensity to clog arteries. Another dangerous outcome of excessive sugar intake is glycation, a process wherein excess sugar molecules bond with proteins or lipids, including LDL cholesterol. This bonding not only transforms benign LDLA into its more menacing form, but also increases the likelihood of arterial obstruction and consequent cardiovascular ailments. The dire implications of sugar consumption extend beyond the mere elevation of certain health markers. They fundamentally alter our body's internal operations, pushing it toward a state ripe for heart disease. John Yudkin's seminal work, aptly titled Pure, White, and Deadly, offers a forewarning that remains profoundly relevant today. In light of these revelations, it becomes clear that the demonization of fat in the realm of heart health was not just misguided. It diverted attention from the far greater risk posed by sugar. As we continue to unravel the complex web of dietary influences on our health, Yudkin's early warnings about sugar's dangers serve as a crucial guidepost, urging us to reassess our consumption patterns and prioritize our well-being. Part 5: The Heart-Stress Connection, Unlocking the Secret to a Healthier Life. Imagine, in the pivotal moment of a heart attack, what goes through a person's mind. It might be tempting to think of profound reflections or life's major highlights, but the truth is much simpler and stark: profound stress. Studies have shown that an overwhelming 91% of individuals who are revived after sudden cardiac death report experiencing intense psychological stress just before their hearts cease to function. This startling statistic positions stress as a formidable enemy in the battle against cardiovascular disease. The fundamental role of stress in our evolutionary history cannot be understated. It propelled our ancestors to survival in the face of immediate threats. Today, however, the predators of the savanna are replaced by the unrelenting pressures of modern life, transforming what once was a life-saving reaction into a chronic ailment. The constant barrage of stressors we face, from work pressures to the pervasive influence of social media, doesn't grant the relief of escape, leaving our bodies in a perpetual state of alert. This ongoing stress saga takes a tangible toll on our hearts, with excess cortisol leading to arterial hardening and setting the stage for heart disease and arrhythmias. Yet amidst this bleak portrayal of stress-induced cardiovascular risk, there lies a beacon of hope: the story of Roseto, Pennsylvania. In the 1960s, this small Italian-American community defied medical expectations. Despite a diet laden with potentially harmful culinary habits, instances of heart disease were remarkably scarce among its inhabitants below the age of 65. The Roseto effect, as it came to be known, couldn't be attributed to diet, exercise, or genetics. Instead, the secret lay in the power of connection and community. Roseto thrived on the principles of togetherness and social cohesion. Multigenerational households were the norm, ensuring that no one felt isolated or without purpose. The fabric of the community was woven tightly, with each member feeling a genuine sense of belonging. This collective way of life buffered the residents against the ravages of stress and, by extension, protected their hearts from the diseases that afflict more atomized societies. The lesson from Roseto extends a compelling invitation to cultivate deep, meaningful connections in our own lives as a conduit to reducing stress. In embracing the values of community and togetherness, we not only enhance our quality of life, but also fortify our hearts against the silent threat of stress-induced cardiovascular disease. Part 6: The Stark Reality of Statins, A Cautionary Tale. Imagine the shock of waking up one day only to find that the last 5 decades of your life have vanished from your memory. This wasn't a plot from a science fiction novel, but the real-life experience of Duane Graveline, an individual whose professional accomplishments as both an MD and astronaut spoke volumes of his intellectual prowess. Yet Graveline found himself trapped in the mind of his 13-year-old self, unable to recognize his wife or recall any events of the preceding 56 years. This dramatic episode of amnesia, which thankfully proved temporary, was traced back to a statin prescribed for managing his cholesterol levels. This alarming incident underscores a broader, often overlooked truth. Statins, despite being hailed as wonder drugs in the war against cholesterol, harbor potential harms that frequently overshadow their purported benefits. Statins have been widely embraced for their ability to lower cholesterol, a molecule that, contrary to the negative portrayal, is essential for several critical bodily functions, including hormone production and bile synthesis. The irony, however, is that the benefits of statins may stem not from their impact on cholesterol, but from their anti-inflammatory properties. One of the starkest concerns is the impact of statins on coenzyme Q10, a key nutrient integral to maintaining coronary health. Statin-induced depletion of this coenzyme can trigger a cascade of adverse effects, including fatigue, weakness, and severe muscle pain, often outstripping the very cardiovascular issues the medication is meant to mitigate. Against this backdrop, one might wonder why statins have achieved such widespread use if their drawbacks are so significant. The answer lies in the outdated anti-fat ideologies that continue to influence cholesterol management strategies, despite evolving scientific understanding. The narrative surrounding statins is complex, as they are not universally detrimental. However, the evidence increasingly suggests that for many, the risks of statin therapy do not justify the potential benefits. This realization invites a critical reevaluation of our approach to cardiovascular health, moving beyond the paradigm that has placed statins at the forefront of treatment. Duane Graveline's episode of Transient Amnesia serves as a poignant reminder of the delicate balance our bodies navigate and the profound implications of interfering with natural processes. As we venture forward, it becomes imperative to weigh the merits of statins against their potential to disrupt, asking ourselves whether the pursuit of lower cholesterol justifies the gamble. Final summary. The journey through the latest understandings of cholesterol, diet, and heart health compels us to shed outdated beliefs for a fresh, evidence-based approach. The crux of this transformative view centers on debunking the binary notion of good versus bad cholesterol, a concept that oversimplifies the nuanced roles these molecules play in our bodily functions. To cultivate a heart-healthy lifestyle, three pivotal changes stand at the forefront of our dietary and lifestyle adjustments. 1. Rethink sugar consumption. The detrimental effects of sugar on our health, particularly in how it disrupts insulin balance and promotes inflammation, underscore the need to limit this ingredient in our diets. Sugar's insidious role in cardiovascular disease reveals it to be a more formidable foe than dietary fats. 2. Alleviate chronic stress. Recognizing stress as a significant risk factor for heart disease transforms our approach to mental and emotional well-being. Like the cohesive community of Roseto, Pennsylvania demonstrated, fostering connections and embracing community can substantially mitigate stress and support cardiovascular health. 3. Approach saturated fat with a new understanding. Instead of vilifying saturated fats wholesale, we learn to incorporate them wisely into our diet, appreciating their place within a balanced nutritional plan. Embracing these principles paves the way to a healthier heart and a more informed approach to wellness. By moving beyond misconceptions and embracing the dynamic nature of nutritional science, we can make choices that genuinely support our cardiovascular health. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.